Anxiety and depression started quite a bit in my high school years. Around my junior year of high school, I struggled quite a bit. I ended up leaving high school and seeking treatment at Bradley Hospital as an outpatient. I then went back and did my senior year at a community college. High school just wasn't a good fit for me with my mental health struggles at the time. I married someone very important, my best friend, biggest supporter, my high school sweetheart, Justin, was by my side then. He's still by my side now. We have two beautiful boys, so lucky. Then I went to college online. I had my first child when I was 21. He's now in middle school, time sure does fly, and he's doing great. And I was really solid for quite a few years as far as mental health. I was doing really well, working full-time, school full-time, kiddo at home, my husband by my side. Fast forward to 2016, things were a struggle again. I had my second child, and there was a lot of pressure. I breastfed him for quite a long time, so I wasn't able to take the medications I needed to for my mental health, and I really spiraled. I since then was on and off medication, went to therapy for a bit, and in the past year, probably November of 2018, things started to get dark. The thoughts of suicide or in the back of my mind, they would crop up when I was alone. A lot of times on my commute, I felt so much guilt about that. I have these two beautiful boys, great job, supportive husband. I felt so much guilt and I felt so much shame, and I put on such a front for so long until I had a rough month end. I work in finance at work in June, and on my way home, my thoughts of suicide, I did not trust them. I was scared. I no longer trusted my own mind. Through my years of therapy, I was always told, you know, there's so much research about kids who lose a parent that way and that it alters their route of life. And I didn't trust myself to keep driving in that state, so I pulled over on the side of 295. And I was screaming at myself and hitting my steering wheel saying, your children need you. They have these two beautiful kids and they need you. And I was probably there for a good 10 or 15 minutes working through that. I called my husband on my way home from work every day, check in who's picking up the little one, who's picking up the big one, our boys. And he could hear it in my voice. He knew things were getting harder for me. And he knew the minute he heard my voice that things weren't good. And when I saw him, I told him, no, I don't feel safe. Things are bad and I don't feel safe. And that night, we just went to dinner with the kids. The next morning, he did a Google search, you know, mental health crisis, Rhode Island. And through my years, I've always been scared of mental health hospitals. They've always intimidated me. In my head, I've kind of created the atmosphere that they would be. It may be true, it may not. And I also, it was Friday night, I couldn't call my therapist or prescribing doctor at that time to get quick treatment, but I also couldn't be alone and I was also scared. And my husband found BH Link and he made arrangements for our kids with their grandmothers, and I was able to get there the next morning as soon as they opened. And I guess you could say that was the morning I really started to get my life back. I spent about 4 hours or so at BH Link, and they went through my history and they made me feel at ease. You walk in, you sit in this safe, quiet room with white noise, probably the quietest room I had been in a long time with a 3-year-old and a 10-year-old at home. And the nature of the staff there made me feel at ease. They gave, what happened when I walked out of there was essentially they shook me hard. They made me realize that I should have been there sooner, months sooner, years sooner, and that now was the time to make the changes, not just for myself, but for my kids, so I could enjoy every minute with them, so I could go home and play a board game or shoot some basketball hoops again. And I left there hopeful. I left there feeling like I had a plan, that I was gonna get my life back, that I had the support I needed. They recommended an outpatient program, which I was not able to enroll in, unfortunately. I then started a lot of self-care. I went to yoga regularly. I met with my prescribing doctor and started medication, which I have taken every day now, consistently, same time, for the first time in my life. I go to therapy once a month, and I've had the best couple months of my life. I work in a great new environment, and I am learning so much and taking on so much. And I come home at the end of the day feeling successful there, but then I have the energy to spend the time with my kids and make that first dinner they hate, and then make that second dinner because moms choose their battles. And I can tell my stinky big kid to get in the shower with patience. I can do extra laundry, and I can still have the energy to stay up and talk to my husband about my day. I think that people need to break away from that guilt, and mental health needs to lose this stigma so that people get this help before they're terrified, before they're on the side of the highway yelling at themselves. I mean, people need to realize it doesn't discriminate. You can have two beautiful children, an amazing husband, and the job you love, and still be depressed. And it's okay. It's okay to not be okay. And people need to know that, and know that these resources are there for them.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.